is number 5 of our Sahaja Yoga meditation program. As we've said before, if you've not heard the first of these programs, we suggest that you do. It's about the gaining of self-realization, the simple experience that is basic to Sahaja Yoga meditation. So it is best to hear that first program first. But now, the spirit. In an earlier program, Shrimati Nirmala Devi, the founder of Sahaja Yoga, talked about how the first aspects of our nature to be affected by the gaining of self-realization are physical. And we spoke about how to achieve balance, how to shake off the right side of planning, action, tension, and the left side of memory, conditioning, depression, and come to the peace, well-being, joy of the center, and so gain the meditative state. But ultimately, our concern is with the spirit, to become one with the spirit, to allow the spirit to take charge. So, what is the spirit? As Shrimataji points out in the talk that we will be playing a part of later, spirit is a word that can mean many things. But you who are listening to this podcast will, I'm sure, have a sense of what this inner force actually is. Many of us have a strong desire to understand that basic part of our being and become one with it. Become one with the power of creation. Become part of divine knowledge. Here are some verses which illustrate the desire to be the spirit, and how the right and left sides so often drag us away from the balance and the peace and the joy of the center. I would be simple, gentle, wise, dynamic, loving, confident, and innocent with honest eyes, well-balanced, unified, content. But there is this world in its infinite ways. It pleases, it teases, befuddles, betrays, bombards me with thoughts so my mind cannot cease its infernal turmoil, bedeviling peace. And here are memories festooned with dreams, caressing and festering, always extremes. The sadness, the madness, the tantrums, the tears, the fashionable passions, the merciless fears. I would be diplomatic, sweet, detached, forgiving and forgiven, discriminating, deft, discreet, a candidate for seventh heaven. But still there's this world with its stresses and strain, bewitching, bemusing, benumbing the brain. Which choice to reject, which rejection to choose, to beat or be beaten, to win or to lose. And here in my soul, tempting questions arise that tarnish the truth and embellish the lies that sap the vitality, causing the fall from fevered excitement to lifeless withdrawal. I would be open-hearted, dear, a goodly angel-allied soul, compassionate, committed, clear, a part and parcel of the whole. But there is this busy, this dizzying world where clean becomes crooked, where straight becomes curled, and here in my wounded, my moon-blinded heart, where pains are unending, where joys never start, the aims of tomorrow, the claims of today, the sad recollections of yesterday's play, the frazzle, the dazzle, the lethargy, gloom, the gaining, the losing, the prizes, the tomb. I would be simple, gentle, wise, and innocent with open eyes, God-loving, faithful, confident, well-balanced, unified, content. These verses don't define the spirit, but they give a hint of what it is and the longing to be part of it. Here is Srimataji Nirmala Devi, the founder of Sahaj Yoga, talking about the spirit. This is a section of an address she gave about Lord Jesus Christ one Easter.
And he said it very clearly to Nicodemus that you are to be born again. And when he asked, am I to enter back into my mother's womb to be born? I said it so clearly. It's so clear. Those who don't want to see can remain blind. But he said it very, very clearly that no, that is whatever is born of the flesh is the flesh. But whatever is born of the spirit is the spirit. I mean, nothing could be more clear than that, that it has to be born of the spirit. Of course, human beings have a special capacity to twist everything around. For them, spirit could be a book, could be some words, could be an organization, a church, or some sort of a thing like that which they have made. But whatever is man-made is not the spirit. This is the clear statement of Christ, which people wanted to avoid and start their own organizations, their own ideas, and created a very mythical thing in his name. And now the time has come for it to be blasted. It has been going on and on for thousands of years, captured so many innocent people, and people are into it. But when you are resurrected, when you become realized souls, one has to understand that now your movement is inward. You are moving towards your roots and not outside. So whatever was the endeavor before realization has to be changed. The direction has to be changed. At that point, mostly we miss. This is the thing today I'm trying to explain to you. That so far, to a human mind, entertainment was important, entertaining to the mind, not to the spirit. Entertainment to the spirit is absolutely opposite to the entertainment to the mind. Like somebody the other day telephoned to me and said that, Mother, there is no excitement in Sahaj Yoga. The excitement is too much. We are going against that. We are going towards peace, not towards excitement and this kind of electric shocks that we require every time. See, a drunkard, he's all right in the morning, but evening time he goes off. He needs a shock, some sort of an injection into his body. All human enterprises have been like that. They are to excite your body. Because if it is the dead you are dealing with, then you have to excite it. But something that is living, that is eternal, you have to enjoy it and not to excite it. So the direction has to be juxtaposition, and that is where many Sahaj Yogis fail to understand. How do we do it is the point. How do we make our attention move inward instead of going outward? If you start from the time you are born again, it is much easier because it's a new venture into you go in. That is the peace of your spirit, the joy of your spirit, which is permanent. You don't need any excitement from it. It is permanent. It is eternal. So the first thing that comes to our mind is that whatever we do before realization, we have not to do. The first and foremost thing is realization comes to you effortlessly. So the effort which is built in your body all the time, the energy of effort, I must do this, I must do that, I have to do this, I have to do that, that creates tension that I have told you already. So what do? We do not try to compete with others. We do not try to fix certain timing, dates, watches. We do not also put our attention into any endeavor which puts us into effort, but we relax that attitude of effort.
To become one with the Spirit, settle into meditation. Sit comfortably, close the eyes. Place your right hand, palm upward, near the base of the stomach, and slowly raise it to the top of the head. Touch the top of the head gently with a finger. Do this half a dozen times. Then sit with the hands, palm upward, on the lap. Attention still at the top of the head. Anyone can settle into their self-realization on their own, but it's far easier and more fulfilling to share the process. Sahaj Yoga holds public programs all over the world. To find one near you, go to our website, freemeditation.com.au. freemeditation.com.au. Thank you for listening. Till next time, your host, Brian Bell.